Him the Kyle, much like Donald Trump is called the Donald. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How are you? I like that, the Kyle.
The Kyle. You like that a lot, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
I want a piece of that action when you start promoting that. All right, it's election day. I know that your focus is statewide and local, but just what's your perspective on the presidential portion of going to the poll today?
Well, this race is a lot tighter than I think anyone expected, and really a lot tighter than it should be when you consider how much time Mitt Romney has spent in this state trying to recruit supporters and surrogates and grassroots people to knock on doors. I mean, this thing should be a slam dunk. If you look back in November, Mitt Romney was up in this state some 20, 30 percentage points. And just looked like this thing was going to be a runaway. I think it really just speaks to kind of this anti-Mitt Romney sentiment that's out there. The conservatives who vote in Republican primaries just aren't all that sold in Mitt Romney, and they've just been desperately trying to seek an alternative, and they've grappled onto somebody in Rick Santorum who many folks haven't even heard of 2 months ago. You know, I was taking a look back, Tony, on the polls back in November. You know what Rick Santorum got in Michigan 3 months ago?
No.
He was at 2%. 2%? I could get 2% in the polls. You could get 2% in the polls. And it really should be an encouraging sign for Democrats that the Republicans are so unenthused with Mitt Romney in this state that they're willing to vote for Rick Santorum just to give this guy more grief. And that he can't even crack, he definitely isn't going to crack 50% in this primary today, if he wins it at all. Just an encouraging sign for Democrats.
You know, I'm insulted by the candidates. I'm insulted by Santorum with the robocalls. I'm insulted that Mitt Romney says that this is his home state and he hasn't been here for years, but yet he comes back here like, you know, he's been right around the corner at the 7-Eleven having a cup of coffee every day.
Right.
But that's just the nature of politics.
Well, you know, and that's a good point because, you know, folks who are my age and maybe a little older, but definitely younger, don't know Mitt Romney from Adam. They don't know that his dad was governor, nor do they really necessarily care. There's no nostalgic connection there for us. You know, so you drank Verner's as a kid. I mean, you know, so what? You know, Verner's is a good drink. I just, it's been hard to connect, and the whole bailout thing, his position on the auto bailout just isn't really holding water with folks either. You know, you can say that you wanted a private sector solution, that would have worked just fine, but the fact is that we had a government bailout and it actually worked. I mean, that's not theory, that's not hypothetical. It actually did happen. And so, you know, you want to kind of have it both ways there if you're Mitt Romney, because you don't want to go back on what you said. But on the other hand, folks know what happened and know what worked. And they didn't want GM and Chrysler to go out of business. They didn't, thanks to what happened with the federal government bailout. And, you know, whatever Mitt Romney says just isn't catching. I mean, you can kind of spin it however you want to, but it's just not working.
Well, on the newsletter in red and yellow breaking news type, you write that in the Mers-Mitchell poll, Romney has bounced back. Santorum has just a slight edge, but when you put in the plus minus in there, it's all even. And you also write that Romney has tried to connect with the blue collar voters. How's that working?
You know, again, we're having that problem, though, about the auto bailout. I mean, that really is what is kind of his biggest problem right now. You know, he wants to get Republicans to vote. I mean, I think his latest catch about Rick Santorum trying to connect with Democrats, trying to get them out to vote, I think maybe a good play going into the election, maybe trying to paint Rick Santorum as insulting to Republicans. I mean, I think that's a pretty good play right now. But I think the critical part, as we found out in today's edition by talking to Ed Zarpolis, is Oakland County. Oakland County is where Mitt Romney is the strongest in this state. And if the folks there in Oakland County go out and vote for him, he's going to have success. But if they don't, he's not going to have success at all. And what's been interesting in his research is that Oakland County turnout for primaries is fluctuated greatly. You can't really count on them. So it's going to be a real question mark what's going to happen here at 8 o'clock when the polls start coming in.
Kyle, does this mean anything for state government for the state of Michigan?
Yeah, it actually does. And what it means is how well Mitt Romney performs in the primary has a direct correlation as to how much he's going to spend here in the general election. If Mitt Romney spends a lot of time in Michigan in the general election, that helps Republicans in the state house because it raises his profile. You can get state house candidates campaigning with Mitt Romney, and that's good for them. That gives the state house a better shot of staying Republican. But if this thing is a blowaway, if Mitt Romney stays down by 16, 18 points to Barack Obama, Mitt Romney's not going to spend any time here. He's going to go to Ohio, Virginia, Florida, where things are still in the margin of error.
So it has a big
impact on Michigan how he does.
Kyle, in the election in the fall, as far as state senators and state representatives, who's in trouble?
All around, you know, I'm thinking all around the state, and, you know, there's some up in, there's one up in the Thumb, Kurt Damrow, there's one over in the Downriver area, Patrick Somerville. You know, those two kind of shine out, right? You know, Rick Olson, who's over in Washtenaw County, isn't going to have a seat anymore. He got redistricted out. That's in trouble. Holly Hughes. You know, I think, though, locally, I think what we got to look at is in the 67th district that's represented by Barb Byram right now, that one has a potential to go Republican. That's something they got to look out for. That's going to be an open seat, and that one could be very competitive. And then also in Delta Township, you got to look out for Deb Shaughnessy. Eaton County has become more Democrat. In fact, our research has that as a 50-50 district now. Now, obviously, Deb Shaughnessy has the advantage of being an incumbent, so that will help. But that district is now one in play for Democrats, and if they, you know, if a good candidate survives out of that primary, and it's a competitive primary, there's some good candidates in there right now.
Who are the leaders
that could go Democrat?
Who are the leaders for Byram and Meadows seats?
Oh, well, let's see. In Meadows seat, you got Susan Schmidt and Sam Singh. You know, it's gonna be one of those two, definitely. I mean, things are starting to break down on that one. For Byron seat, you know, Walt Sorey's really the only one who's out there right now, but that's gonna change. Jeff Osterly is in the Republican race. Like I said, there's gonna be more candidates there. I don't think that field's shaken out yet. And then in the Joan Bauer seat, obviously, Andy Shore and Griffin Rivers are in right now, but that primary could get bigger, too. I don't think that field's necessarily set either.
All right, Kyle, before I let you go, with all this national news, what's the biggest news at the state capitol for the next couple of days?
You know what? Folks are really excited at the state capitol about what's going to happen in the 51st House District. So there isn't necessarily a ton of action going on right now. There is going to be an interesting bill, though, that's going to be up in the House that I think folks will find interesting. Right now, people in elected positions, state boards or local boards and local school boards and local city councils, can vote they can vote over the internet or through through a conference call or through like a video conferencing. There's a bill right now that's going to be up in the House today that will ban that practice. You have to be present to vote. That's got kind of the locals a little agitated because they've been able to vote over the phone through conference call before, and they don't want that ability to be taken away. But from a good government citizen point, I mean, if you're elected to serve on a school board or on a local board, you got to kind of be there. You got to listen to the folks. You got to listen to what they have to say. It's a lot easier to vote a yes vote over the phone than it is to look people in the eye and do it in person. And I think that's the point of the bill. And that one is going to move today.
All right, Kyle. And one last question. Charges against former Senator Phil Arthur Holtz have come to a head here. You write about that on the website. Tell us about it.
Well, Phil Arthur Holtz, former state Senate majority leader from Lansing here, now from Lansing, he was from Muskegon when he served, was charged with some enticing minors for sexual purposes. But those charges have been dropped for now because the two witnesses that the prosecution was counting on have disappeared. The Lansing Police Department is still a little skeptical about why these people are no longer to be found. The prosecutor has gotten the judge to dismiss the charges right now But if they're able to find the witnesses, those can be reinstated again. The Lansing Police Department has not abandoned the investigation. They're still looking for these people. And so, you know, they could emerge, but if they don't, Phil Arthur Holtz is not going to face those charges, and we'll be walking free.
All right, Kyle, as always, I appreciate you so much, especially being able to talk while you got crazy people running around in the background.
I got a princess. She's not crazy. She's just a little princess.
Well, my two boys are crazy because they have to be playing basketball or tackle football in the living room when I'm trying to do the same. So I appreciate the talent that you have while you do that, indeed.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, Tony.
Have a great day. That's Kyle from the MERS newsletter. Make sure